Hopefully we should be, I was worried this microphone gets caught up in my beard, but I think you can still hear me. Claire talked about a really quite, I think, fairly well-known bit in Hebrews about how we should cast off or throw away everything that hinders and the sin that so eagerly entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Okay, we just sung about how Jesus is the kind of the focus of that, the only one who's worthy of every breath we ever take. Okay, that's so everything else we could easily cast off other than Jesus. It talks a bit about kind of show us who we need to love and show us the things that we should be doing, that race which is marked out for us. Okay, now, so that's Hebrews 12. This is, I would say, a little bit above general knowledge, but I know there are a few people in here who biblically have a little bit above general knowledge. Does anybody know how Hebrews chapter 12 starts? Therefore, well done. I was thinking a little bit further than that. Therefore, as we have such a great cloud of witnesses, okay, obviously, I'm so looking forward to saying this. Steve is very old, and that comes from an old version. So the NIV, which is, you know, only 40 years old, cheers, Steve, says, therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses. Now, therefore, always says to me, there's something that's come before. So that's all about Hebrews 11. So, and this is the kind of bit which, where we talk about the kind of the running and the Hebrew. As this physique will tell you, I am not a runner, okay? But I think I do pretty well as support crew, okay? Making sure Claire gets to the start of the race, and I know the Fouches were there as well, so Steve and Debbie, and there were a few, Claire's sister came down as well. Both of our children were there as well, kind of shouting on and arriving at the right time for people as they come past and going, yeah, you did really well. I also caught up with my cousin who'd flown over from Northern Ireland to do the race. He's a bit slower than Claire, but, you know, kind of he said, it was so lovely to see somebody, a face he recognised in the crowd, and to go, yeah. So that kind of surrounding of people, encouraging and being a witness. So I need two volunteers, and we're going to play a game. Are you two? You can both come if you want. I know you put your hand up for the previous thing. Okay, so, have you ever played Taboo? Okay, so Taboo is a game where you have to get... Okay, I'm going to put you on this side of the church, okay? You have to get this side of the church to identify a particular biblical character, okay? But you are not allowed to say the words on that piece of paper. Don't start yet. You get... if you know him, okay? There you go, clue, him. Right. If your brother says one of the words on the piece of paper, then you get to shout, not too loudly, because that is a... Hold on. Yeah, that's live, okay? You get to shout. You get to stop, okay? There you go. Hold on, there we go. Let's put that at your grandmother's height. So you get to go first. Okay, you're not allowed to mention any of the names. If you think you know the character, put a hand up, okay, and we'll come to you. If he says one of the words on the piece of paper, then we stop and we go over here and you get to see if you get the point, okay? Right, go for it. And you can't mention his name either.
Okay, so what am I supposed to do?
You've got to describe that person, but you can't use any of those words. So what do you know about him?
Not much.
Not much. Okay, right.
What's These are the only things I know about him.
Okay, well, what's another word for that word?
Boat.
Boat, okay. So boat. That there's a few biblical characters who are there, okay? Right, so is he Old or New Testament? Is he before Jesus or after Jesus? I'll give you a clue. Before.
Before.
There we go. Right. So he's Old Testament boat. Go on. There's a hand up over there. Go for it. Noah. Well done. So you are a point ahead. Okay. Right.
Yeah.
So, hold on, just let me check. Right, do you know him?
Yeah, but I don't know what he does.
Okay, ask Mum. Right. You have now got the responsibility. Those are the words that your sister isn't allowed to say.
Yeah.
So if she says one of them, shout, and your side of the church get a chance to answer the question. You're allowed Mum's help if that's easier. Okay, right, go for it.
He parted the water.
Moses, well done. This side, get an answer. Okay, right. So, him, if you need to go and ask Mum, you can ask Mum. Cheers. There'll be a short delay whilst we go through some biblical characteristics of someone. I nearly said who. Yes, hold on. I'm making. Oh, we've done. Yeah, we've done those ones. Well, you come in to help. You come and help. That's fine. Here you go. And I'll get.
He had lots of brothers.
There was a certain West End musical I saw in the 90s and cried because it was Jason Donovan.
I think that's a more confessional type of thing. Right, I'll go with Steve.
Joseph,
well done. Okay, right. You can ask Mum as well. Shall we just, I tell you what, if we're at a dead heat, I'm just going to get Mum to do the last one, that'd be easier.
He was very small.
Yeah,
and he done a slingshot.
So it goes over to this side because she used Mum, blaming Mum on this. Right, Zakir, he was very small, but he didn't use a slingshot.
That person.
I'll give you one more quick question over here, David.
Well
done. Right, so we're at 3 points over here. Thing and 1 point over here, so I'm going to give the last one over here. Do you want to just come and do this one? There you go. Right, you get to check that and make sure Mum doesn't say any of the words.
All right, here's a cryptic. Oh, I can't say that word. There's something that I have started doing myself since COVID rather than going and getting someone to do it for me. That's why it looks like this. But one shouldn't really cut.
Okay, I think Which I saw a hand up oh. over there. Samson, well done for the cutting of his hair. Thank you very much to my lovely volunteers. I better take that or you'll be speaking throughout.
You're welcome.
Well done. Thank you very much. So, somewhere I've got some notes which will hopefully make that safe. Thank you very much. Wonderful. Thank you very much to you both. Okay, so those are five of the biblical characters that get mentioned in Hebrews 11 who are praised and commended for having a faith that inspires us and should inspire us. But I wanted to look at the bits and pieces in Hebrews 11 that actually they get praised for. Because I have to say, they weren't the sort of things that I necessarily was expecting. So Noah's faith is praised. When warned about things not yet seen, he built an ark to save his family. So he prepared for a future that God had planned. Even so, that future seems so outlandish to all the people around him, so far-fetched. Joseph's faith was praised because he gave instructions concerning the burial of his bones. I was like, really? And what happened was, they were still in Egypt. They were in slavery. And Joseph said, I am so confident, my faith is such that we're not going to be here forever. And when we go back to the promised land, take my bones with you. And he was commended for his faith. What a strange thing to be commended for. Moses. Not the parting of the Red Sea, though that does get a bit of a mention later on. Not the gathering of the Ten Commandments. He's praised When he had grown up, he refused to be known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter, and he chose to be mistreated along with the people of God. Moses was praised because he aligned himself with the poor and dejected people. David and Samson kind of get, this is ridiculous, David and Samson get grouped in with all the others, okay, for conquering kingdoms, administering justice, and gained what was promised. But the Bible passage mentions a number of other people, and I've picked out a few, perhaps the more familiar names, but also, because it's all together service, I wanted to pick out the women as well. So Abel, as in Cain and Abel, is commended for giving the best that he has to God. Abraham is commended for going to live somewhere in tents, even though he didn't know the place where it was, because God told him to. Rahab, one of the women mentioned, again, she was commended for welcoming people, even when that put her at risk. Sarah, Abraham's wife, was commended for doing something when everyone around her thought she was too old to do it. So, Harry, you're not off the hook yet. There are lots of other people mentioned. But given the fact that we are here this morning in part to celebrate a baptism, Isaac and Jacob are commended for their faith because they blessed their children and their grandchildren, and they prayed for them in regard to their future. What else really describes an act of faith in terms of having children, praying for them, a faith that God will keep the world turning long enough for them to grow and then grow old, that God will have a plan for them and a purpose for them, and that there is a space in the world for that child to grow and develop? So there are all sorts of things in that passage that you think, why are we being commended for this faith? For going and living somewhere? For befriending people who might not be the ones that we choose to befriend? But also about praying and blessing our children. So I'm going to do the handing over of the microphone to Andrew, who's going to come and lead a baptism part of our service.